Good morning, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, pal. How are you?
Great. You?
I'm just doing wonderful today. Couldn't be better.
Washer. Pump on a washer.
Okay. You know, like a washing machine.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm on a flat or a basement. She wants the washer and dryer moved in another room. Right now, the washer is discharged into a sub pump, which I'm on a septic.
Okay.
And it pumps it out. I'm going to know the pump on the washer itself pump the water up 8 foot into the drain.
No, it will not. It will not pump that high.
Okay.
No way. That's not what they're made for. They're only made to pump up as high as you see it pumping, you know, which is like 3 feet high.
Okay. I've seen a pump kit or a tank kit over at Lowe's you could buy, I guess, that it would pump it up into the drain. And I didn't know if the washer would do it on its own or if I had to go that route.
So, obviously, your wife is wanting you to move the washing machine down to a lower level.
Like, no, it's in the basement.
It's in the basement now.
Yeah, but it's in a small room.
Okay, so why wouldn't we... Is it going to stay in the basement then?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so why wouldn't we... why couldn't we put a pipe behind this washing machine that sloped all the way to some other location where it would tie back into where it does now?
Where she wants it is there's a set of stairways behind this one wall.
Okay.
And I don't know if I guess I'd have to cut a hole in the concrete floor of the basement and drain it over to that to run pipe.
Well, you've got all kinds of options. I mean, you could also buy another relay kit. You could buy a small... I'll tell you one website you might want to go to and see if they could help you out, because they've got kind of a cool deal. Go to Santa... Can you get on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, go to SantaFlow, SANIFLO.com. SantaFlow.com. Now, what this company does, it's a Canadian company. They make these toilets that flush up instead of flushing down. Now, I don't want you to think that when you hit the flushing handle, everything comes out of the bowl. That's not what happens. It's... That would be kind of bad.
That'd be a good joke.
Oh, that would be. that would be a good joke. Anyway, what these toilets do, they're basically built into the bottom of the toilet is it's just like a little ejection system. And so it takes the waste in the toilet and kind of grinds it up and pumps it. It pumps it out in a small tube, like a 3/4-inch pipe tube. A small tube to some place where it could drain into a regular drain line. So they may have some type of an adapter kit made perfectly for you that'll do exactly what you want to have done. I'm not saying you have to buy a toilet. I'm just saying they may have a really cool system for you, because these guys are specialists in moving wastewater up and away. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, I'll try them.
So, yeah, try them and see what they've got. Email them. They're very good people. It's a great company. It's up in great company.
The products are good?
Yeah, products are very good. The name of the company, it's called Sanitary for All, but they make great products.
All right. I'll try that.
You can go to their website now and then, you know, contact them on Monday, because I think they just work Monday through Friday.
Okay.
All right, Commander. Anything else?
That's it.
Good luck, pal.
All righty.
All righty. Okay, bye-bye. One of the things, too, that, Mike, you could do if you're still listening, I just thought of this idea. I wouldn't hesitate to call... my friends at Keitel Supply. I mean, for years I have used Keitel. It's in my opinion the best plumbing supply house in town, and they have all kinds of things for this. But I don't think you need a full blown sewage ejection system. You know, what you have to put down on the floor. That's a tough thing to put in. But they might have. I'm also thinking but this is on a much smaller scale. These pumps would never be able to handle the water from a washing machine, because the washing machine, it pumps out a lot of water fast. But heating and air conditioning contractors use condensate pumps all the time, you know, where that water that drips out of the air conditioner, you know, gets down to that little thing, and it's a little pump, and it pumps it up and away. But a condensate pump would never, ever, ever be able to handle the volume from a washing machine. If you've ever seen one of those washing machine hoses pump water, I mean, it's... They are powerful. There's a lot of water coming out of that hose, man. So make sure, that's the only thing you got to be careful of, Mike, is make sure that the pump is going to be able to handle that water fast enough. I mean, because there's a lot of water coming in. Okay, a quick update too. If you missed the open of the show, went to the Builder Show last week, and as always, this incredibly spectacular. It's a huge, enormous show. I think there were 1,800 exhibitors. I did the math once. If you were to spend on average, like, if these are big booths, I don't want you to think there is a part of the show that is like our Cincinnati Home and Garden Show. You know, that most of the booths at the Cincinnati Home and Garden Show are like 10 by 10. They're real small little booths. Well, there's a part of the show that has that because there's always these new companies, and that's actually the place I like to go the most because you get to see the really cool products. But the main part of the show, these booths are as big as some houses. I mean, I'm not kidding. They're just huge with maybe 20, 30, 40 products in each booth. So if you could easily spend 10 minutes at one of those booths looking at stuff and talking to somebody. Well, if you do the math how long the show's open and you just say, you know what, I'm just going to spend 10 minutes at each booth, you could only see about 200 booths. So that's what's so frustrating about going to that show is that it's just basically it's impossible to see everything. And I find that so frustrating, but lots and lots of really great new products. One of the things I talked about at the open of the show was if you're thinking about power tools, look at these new cordless 36-volt now, up to 36-volt power tools. They are so powerful, you just simply can't believe it. A lot of power, man. Okay, well, I'm going to be back here next week. Denny McCune's coming up next, and I think he's got his special guest, Carol Monday. So if you want to ask about critters and plants, 749-1035. I'll be back next week. This is WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.